The Gastonia's limited brain focuses on only one thing at a time. Now, it's water. Utah Raptor has terrific vision, sharper than any human's. The Utah Raptor is as clever as a falcon or an eagle. It doesn't just react to its environment. It can plan ahead and forms a bold new plan of attack. The Utah Raptor can use his quickness to scare and confuse his prey. He will run directly at it, limiting the time it has to react.
The Utah Raptor recognizes the soft, unprotected skin on the front leg. Leaning down, he grabs the skin and pulls back. As he rips back, he rips an enormous chunk of flesh from the underside of the arm.
When the raptor loses teeth, it will regrow them like a shark.
The Gastonia has been injured. His front leg is in terrible pain. He can't apply a lot of weight to it. He's got to try to turn that little body now on only three legs.
Instinct tells the Gastonia to lean his armored body sideways.
This is the moment the Utah Raptor is waiting for. This is his opportunity. He's inflicted the injury. If he can just do it a couple more times, it's goodbye to the Gastonia and game over.
Even as large a dinosaur as the Gastonia would die of blood loss in 3 or 4 hours.
The Utah Raptor knows that if he can inflict the same injury on the back leg as he did on the front, the Gastonia is done. But by moving to the back leg, it's the exact position the Gastonia hoped he would move to. He's near the most dangerous anti-raptor weapon ever made, the giant pair of prehistoric scissors.
If the Gastonia can catch the raptor in his giant pair of tail scissors, he can break a bone and disable him. Even the raptor's leg bone would snap like a twig.
Utah Raptor is much taller and certainly more agile than Gastonia. If Gastonia is going to win this battle, there's one spot on a Utah Raptor that a Gastonia can attack. That's his legs. If he can maneuver Utah Raptor towards the base of his tail, he'll have him exactly where he wants him.